Transport Infrastructure Ireland announced a 900,000 investment into the N17 in February. Now, that is to go ahead with the planning stages and development stages of the new N17. But it's not given a commitment to the people of the west of Ireland that the road is actually going to go ahead. And what I'm calling for now is calling on the government, especially the Taoiseach, the new Taoiseach, Simon Harris, and the Minister, Ryan, to commit to doing the road, given it the upgrades that's needed. If you go back there, part of the letter I put in, 30 years ago, the N17 traffic that was on it, I think at the time the best-selling vehicle was a Peugeot 405 in 1994. It had a width of just about 5 foot. Now the best-selling vehicle on the road in 2024 is a Hyundai Tuscan, and the width of that vehicle is over 6 foot. So the width of the vehicles that are on the road today are wider, they're bigger, they're heavier, they're faster. But the N17 has stayed the same. It hasn't gotten any wider. The road itself is all over the shop. Amber on the road is lethal. There's bad junctions, there's bad bends. And it's relevant today with the amount of accidents that's actually taken place on the N17.
And as you mentioned, Jason, you've written to both the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, and the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, on this issue. Are you hopeful that you'll get even a response out of them, or that anything can be resolved here?
To be honest with you, if I don't get a response, I'm just going to keep at them. Because it's come to the stage where it's gone back to nearly Cromwellian times, where Cromwell stated to Heather to Connacht, well, the west of Ireland has been neglected for the last nearly 50 years. There's been no kind of major investment in infrastructure. So it's a time nearly to stop asking for the investment, and a time now for demanding the investment.